Cassidy is a walking, talking human Google, at least for one guy who looks like he was a professor at Wash U.
Yeah, yesterday he stopped to present an inquiry to my database. So,
now you're speaking like a professor.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So he wanted to know what those dog bowls are that have the partitions in them and what they're for. And he only asked Cassidy because she is a dog owner.
I had my dog with me. It was at an outdoor cafe in Clayton. And he was like, ma'am, I've been wondering, since you're a dog owner, what are the food bowls with the partitions in them? We don't use one of those, but I said, oh, they're to slow down quick eaters so that they don't get sick.
Meanwhile, I do use one. Thor has that problem.
I don't know what they're called, those bowls, but do
I don't
you know?
No, yeah, I think they're like name. Fun bowl or something like that.
But,
doesn't sound like fun for the dog. I can't eat as fast as I want to.
Yeah, it looks like a little maze inside of it, but I just thought, that guy could have Googled that, and he waited however long he's been wondering to find a dog owner, and then it was me, so I was like the human Google for him.
Well, I found some ridiculous questions that people have actually gone on Google to ask, because maybe that guy doesn't want to end up on one of these websites. Somebody actually went on Google and asked, and I'm going to ask Cassidy to get her answer, was the movie Lion King based on a true story?
Actually, yes, it was. You see, there was a famous lionologist who spent many years in the savannah studying the lions, and this is a true story that played out between a pride, and they thought it would make a great film. You're welcome.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's very insightful.
Brando, any tough questions that you want Cassidy to answer instead of going to Google?
I do have one. Who invented the Nike swoosh?
That was Sir Geoffrey Nike. it was just on accident. He discovered it, was a metalsmith actually, and, you know, was bending a piece of metal and thought, oh, look at this. And he actually was upside down. And then his wife, Mrs. Sir Geoffrey Nike, she was like, you know, it would look better if you flipped it this way. So really, the woman should be getting the credit. You're welcome. You're
what
welcome.
What a twist to that story. Yeah, that's amazing. I had no clue.
All right, here we go. Just a question. I could probably easily Google this, but
no,
I want
to
ask
I'm here
Cassidy,
for you.
The walking Google. Is it illegal to squash a bug?
No, but do you want to live with that guilt? Morally, is it legal in your mind, in your heart?
Point.
Yeah.
How do you make a Tom Collins?
That's very easy. That's a character in the Broadway musical Rent, Tom Collins. So I'm sure that's what you're talking about. You can just
I was asking about the drink. But
yeah, and well, you know.
She's giving me multiple definitions. Mm-hmm.
Tom Collins, he wears khakis and flannel.
No, he does not.
Oh.
Does he? I don't know.
He wears a big coat, and then they steal it from him in Act One, and then they go to find the coat, and it's a homeless person selling his coat in the square. It's on Christmas Day. It's a great musical. It came out in 1996, written by Jonathan Larson,
who passed
away.
This is just like Google. I'm asking about one thing, and I'm getting lots of information about something that's completely...
You are welcome.